time to talk a bit of Up There Kazaley. Have your say on the text line, 0457 736 736. And the great man who goes around the grounds on Saturday mornings, we do appreciate him here at SEN. Nick Davis, g'day.
G'day, Joel. How you doing?
Mate, this is becoming Groundhog Day, another week where both your Swans and your Roosters win.
Yeah, it's been a good couple of weeks. Obviously, the Swans, the young guys are up and firing. And same with the Roosters, seeing Sammy Walker out there last week. He did a really good job. So, yeah, look, hopefully tonight the Swans can get a win, and then the Roosters can get a win Saturday night as well.
What about the NAB Rising Star of the Week? We had week one, Errol Goulden. Week two, Braden Campbell. Week three, Chad Warner. Week four, Logan McDonald, do we think?
Oh, if he can take a few catches tonight and kick some goals, yeah, I can't see why not. He could have got it in round one and not Errol. They could have raffled it and then probably again in round two. And even last week, look, he played well, as did Chad Warner. So, yeah, I think it's the first time in the NAB Rising Star history that the club's had three consecutive nominees. So it's for everyone involved, not only the senior program and the academies, it's well done to everyone.
Yeah, Nick, Spud Carroll, mate, it was a big win over the Tigers.
Yeah, it was huge. It was probably, look, I think the Brisbane game sort of caught everyone by surprise, and then another good win against Adelaide. But to go and play, you know, the team that's been the measuring stick for the last 3 years at the MCG, where, look, they've been nearly unbeatable over the last 3 years, as I said. On a Saturday afternoon, everyone was watching and everyone's taking notice now. So it's about consistency now for this young side. They've proved to themselves that they can do it, and everyone else has seen them do it. They've just got to be able to, you know, keep going out there. And you know what it's like, Spud, you get into the nitty-gritty of the season, you know, you've got to just get these wins over and done with, and it's a big game tonight.
Yeah, I think the coach has to be credited for what, you know, for putting on the line, put all these young blokes out there to take on the might of the Tigers there. But a few of these rugby league teams sort of hold back a little bit. In AFL, it was amazing to see how many players actually made their debut and they killed it.
Yeah, you're right. Look, and it's probably a little bit, not probably puzzling to me, sort of the Sam Walker and Joseph Suaalii. Look, kids are debuting in the AFL at that age, and yeah, and we've got a lot. So yeah, it's a little bit more in the AFL. If you can, the skill and the running aspect are a little bit more. Whereas in league, it's obviously such a physically demanding sport, and the 18-year-olds probably aren't physically ready for that. So that's probably where the difference is. But yeah, look, coaches put a lot of faith into these young kids, and it was probably Spud in regards to this group. The hub that they went into last year, obviously with the COVID, was such a great experience for these guys, because they were young kids. They didn't have families or anything tying them to Sydney, and they went away and they just lived and breathed footy for 2 or 3 months. And that development that they were able to get in, and just that that intense training, and just they were just watching footy flat out, it has really helped them out this season.
Yeah, I was just looking as a ex-rugby league player, and we're like, we wear a jersey which covers our arms. You guys wear singlets. Do you guys do like a push-up routine before you go out the game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. and a few of the boys put the... actually, someone asked me, I was watching the game the other day, what's the oil for before the game? I was like, it's just to look shiny and good. There's no medical reason for it. A few of the boys put the oil on the arms just to shine them up.
There you go. Hey, Nico, Eddie Maguire, he's come out here before we get onto the games for this round, but he's talking about that the AFL need to get a team from northern Queensland, be it Darwin, maybe one in Tasmania as well. He talks about an eventual 12-team final series, which might add about $20 million to the TV rights. He talks about three matches to be played on the west coast of the United States to tap into the American markets. What do you make of all this?
Look, I think Ed now... And now that he's not a president of a club, he's got some really good ideas, and I think I don't think that we should be we should definitely be listening to him. But in regards to the northern part of Australia, look, I've been involved in a NEAFL or Northeastern AFL competition with the Swans Reserves, and being able to travel to Darwin and play games in the winter here, it's not a bad respite to get out there and spend a few days up in the warmth and thaw out. So, look, I think definitely, look, whether the ship has sailed on Tasmania, I'm not sure what's happening in Tassie footy, but yeah, definitely that northeastern sort of part of Queensland and or Darwin, definitely. And look, I think America, obviously had a bit of a crack in the Asian market in China. Look, we're probably, you know, a game, whereas the rugby union and league is a little bit more international, and obviously soccer is the world game. So as much as we can expand our game to all parts of Australia and different parts of the world, it's going to open up more opportunities and a way to get money back into the game, because everyone was obviously leaking cash last year due to COVID.
What about tonight, Nico? The Swannies have become the giant killers in recent times, but the Bombers, they were brilliant. Last round smashed, yeah, St Kilda as well. This is a massive game.
Yeah, it is, mate. And these are the ones now where this young side are expected to win, and you've got to come out and get a job done. Essendon, I had them, you know, I think early on I tipped them to Fletch to be a real improver, and they probably disappointed everyone a little bit in the first couple of rounds. With the new rules and the way the game's trending, it really suits their list and their game style, and they were able to come out at Marvel Stadium, which for our Sydney listeners and Gold Coast, it's a dome, it's indoors, and they do move the ball pretty fast, so they can rack up a decent score. Be a little bit dewy out there tonight at the SCG, so it probably won't be as high scoring as what everyone thinks. So, it's going to be a great game, and I think the last five games against Essendon have been 10 points or less, so it's going to be a cracker.
Yeah, Nick, what's your tip on Port Adelaide versus the Richmond Tigers? They're playing Friday, 7:50 p.m. kickoff at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, it's a big one. Look, I think they're sitting 1-2 in premiership markets at the moment. Both sides coming off losses. Obviously, Richmond to the Swans last week, and Port Adelaide went to Perth last week, got blown off the park early by West Coast. So, look, I think back to home, I think Port Adelaide will be able to get it done, but it'll be a pretty close one as well.
Crosstown rivals, the GWS Giants, they're struggling. They are paddling at the basement. Meanwhile, Collingwood, who they'll meet, they look to be home, and then after the siren, the Lions broke their heart, Nico. Do they possibly get their win, GWS?
Oh, look, I saw their game last week against Melbourne, and they were competitive up to a point, and then just the injuries on the night, and to key players as well. Phil Davis is their general down back who gets things organised for them, has left them a little bit exposed there with some youngsters. Yeah, Collingwood, to be fair to them, they lost that. Brisbane didn't win it. So, look, I think Collingwood would be hurting after that. Look, I think they'll, just through having a fitter list, they'll be able to get the win.
Yeah, Steve Canelio out for 2 months, is my understanding, hurting his ankle there. So, hey, Nick, we appreciate your time, mate.
No worries, boys.